My guest today is Caroline Clark from local award-winning firm Borrowhurst. Caroline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's absolutely lovely to have you here. Now, for starters, I suppose you'd better tell us what Borrowhurst does and where it is, and a little bit about the history of the firm and how it's changed over the years.
We're a local air conditioning company, and we're located in Bow Street in Reigate. We were in Holmesdale Road until 4 years ago, and we specialise in all mechanical services for local businesses and in London.
And there are air conditioning awards, are there not? And you scooped one of them.
Yeah, we were very proud to have at the beginning of the year to be awarded the ACR award for Large Contractor of the Year, and we were also nominated as one of the top 1,000 companies to inspire Great Britain, which we're very proud of.
Where were the air conditioning awards held?
In Birmingham at the National Motorbike Museum.
That's amazing. A good day out?
Yeah, it was lovely. It was very busy, and there was lots of other people there from the trade, so it was nice to catch up with people.
There was a big change to the structure in the 80s.
Yes, three of the original staff bought out the two directors that retired, and we're now still all there. And I have been there since I've left school, and I'm now the service manager.
And does that apply to most of the other members of staff who were there at the time?
Yeah, we've got a very family-oriented company, and most of us have been there between 15 and 20 years, and it's lovely to have the same staff for all this, and we're very proud of them.
Your husband's actually involved, isn't he?
Yes, we are. We do work together, yes.
And do you survive that with ease?
Yeah, we just about do it. We have a rule, after the office hours, no work talk.
And your directors' names are?
Andy Hall, Duncan G and Dave Clark.
And Dave's your husband. And yeah. It's tremendous, isn't it, when there's a buyout like that and something goes from strength to strength. So Air Conditioning Contractor of the Year with a turnover greater than 10 million. And I bet that's a far bigger turnover than you started off with.
Yes, it's grown over the last 37 years. And it's through being diverse and rethinking ourselves and looking at new things in the industry and reinventing ourselves and having the loyalty of our staff.
And is the bulk of your business local to Reigate and Banstead?
We work in local businesses, but we also work in the centre of London and in the south east, down to Brighton. Big retail, office space, warehouses. We're very, very lucky with the clients that we have.
How many members of staff have you got these days, and is it still expanding?
Oh yes, we've got 19 staff, and we're always expanding and looking for new project engineers and service engineers.
So those who are interested could pop into Bell Street?
Yes, we're always there. We've always got an open door.
London Stock Exchange list. Tell us all about these top 1,000 companies and how you got a mention in the national broadsheets.
This was done by the Stock Exchange. It looked at our turnover for 2013 and also our customer service and how we've grown and expanded in some difficult times. So we've been very proud and honoured to be in that list.
And it wasn't just a top 1,000 companies, was it? There was a mention in there about companies that inspire Britain.
Yeah, we do feel like we've inspired, because we've always looked at reinventing ourselves in difficult times, and we've always had the support of everybody, and we like to celebrate that with our staff as well, and we'd like to thank them.
I would imagine that there's a sense within this family environment that you're quite an old-fashioned company in terms of service and so on.
Yeah, we you know, the customer always comes first, and you know, if that's day and night, we're always there at the end of the phone, the mobiles are always on, and we don't turn the phone off at, you know, 5:30. We're always there for our customers.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about Borrowhurst? Any particular plans for the future or anything else?
Well, because of there's going to be a big phase out of R22 at the end of the year. Now, this is a major concern for people, because if you've got a comms room with R22 in it and that fails, that won't be able to be replaced.
OK, now for the uninitiated like me, can you just explain what you're talking about?
In air conditioning, to run it, the fuel is refrigerant. 10-15 years ago, the refrigerant in the systems would have been R22.
Okay. And that's now being phased out?
Yes, being phased out at the end of the year. So this is very critical.
I suppose that's something that people really do need to bear in mind if there's a major change of that.
Especially in service, you know, in big server rooms and everything. If that fails, you could be out of air conditioning for 2 to 3 weeks. It's something you need to plan for.
Does the workforce, I'm just thinking about disposing of air conditioning equipment, does the workforce face the same problems with disposal as we do with disposing of domestic refrigerators and so on?
Yes, we have to be F-gas registered and we have to dispose of it at special depots. And this is all logged and registered with the F-gas registration.
Is that fairly straightforward to do or is it a bit of a pain?
It is complicated and it's very time consuming, but you have to do with it, and it's a legal requirement now.
Well, somebody like me who struggles even to deal with the technology on this radio panel is certainly never going to be conversant with the ins and outs of air conditioning, but it's absolutely fascinating to hear about all that this afternoon. Now, in conclusion, I know that you've already mentioned the directors, your husband not least, and the staff, but you've chosen a very special bit of music for us, haven't you?
Yep, we have. When we were established in July 1977, I Feel Love was number one, and that is our song for today.
And just remind us who it's for.
It's for all our staff, and it's to thank Marie Daffin for manning the office today.
Caroline Clark from award-winning Reigate Company, Borough Hurst, it's been a pleasure talking to you on our afternoon stroll.